covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Before we go back to the congressman, a quick call from Scott checking in from Iron Mountain. Says he has an idea to help the federal budget. Scott, welcome to the program. Scott, are you there? All right, drop that down. If he cleans up his line, we can talk to him. Congressman, let's continue through. The Trump budget stops cash payments to illegal aliens in the additional child tax credit making headlines here. It's a credit used by illegal aliens, which has allowed them to get up to $1,000 for each child they claim, including children not theirs who don't live in the U.S., and has been referred to as a multi-billion dollar fraud scheme. So I see things like this, and I say, hey, we're on the right path, and yet there's a lot of pushback. What do you say when you see things like that?
Well, I say we're finally looking at reality, a reality that says we're a nation that is under a governmental system where we abide by laws that are put in place in the Constitution. And in those laws and in that Constitution, there is equal opportunity, there's freedom, there's liberty, and there's responsibility. So when you look at that, you say in the past, that was just common sense. If you are illegal and you're not supposed to be here because the law says you're not, then why in the world are we assisting you in any way, in a positive way? So I think the general common sense American says, so what's the problem with this?
Agreed. All right. So I want to ask you about a couple of things that are new to the conversation. We are now being told by several different reports from Circa, now being backed up by several other different news agencies, that the NSA routinely violated its own rules from 2011 to 2016, investigating Americans, unveiling Americans, 1 in 25%, unmasked, if you will, by the NSA. The ACLU, which I rarely agree with, says they are blatantly out of line in what they have done here. I would agree. My first question is this: why in 2011 did the Obama administration seek to change the rules and loosen the guidelines? And then how are they allowed to violate those guidelines for the next 5 years running? And nobody really paid attention. It's quite disconcerting that Americans were secretly spied on by the Obama administration. And well, they knew it.
Well, I think we're starting to see very clearly, including yesterday when Great Britain stops giving America some briefings relative to the horrendous terrorist attack 2 days ago. Why? Because of leaks. The Obama administration, you didn't hear much about leaks. And the scary thing is that we have progressives that have infiltrated all of our systems and stood together, kept the faith with each other, kept things under wraps, but did what they planned to do, and that our past president clearly, though he talked civil rights, it was civil rights for a few and not for the majority. And I think it's starting to come out now with all the leaks we're seeing, all of the...
These leaks are truly dangerous, and in fact, just to bring folks up to speed on this one, British Prime Minister Theresa May expected to confront Donald Trump today, the president, about the leaks from the investigation into the Manchester bombing, not him personally, may I be clear, but to make clear to the president that intelligence is being leaked about the law enforcement agencies and the investigation, and they're very upset about a New York Times series of photos published that provided detailed evidence of the bomb used in the Manchester attack, though it is unclear if the newspaper obtained the information from U.S. officials. They believe it came from U.S. And this is just more evidence of all of these leaks that keep coming out. We need to stop these leaks, Congressman. It's you can say what you want about Donald Trump. You can claim collusion. You can claim whatever you want. But at the end of the day, these leaks about what's going on, every phone call he has with every world leader is, you know, being leaked and published and so on and so forth. It's got to stop.
No, I agree. I agree. We expect the facts to come out in investigations. We want to go where the facts lead us. But when we have leaking that's going on as profusely as it is right now and just starting since the first of the year, you begin to wonder, is there a plot in place to make sure that this administration cannot move forward? And that's another reason why the Democrats and the Senate have held up confirmations, and Donald Trump has to somehow, some way, get these undersecretaries and top-level positions filled so that there can be some oversight to say, doggone it, we're going to function according to law. and we're going to function for the best interests of this country, and we're not going to do it for politics.
Well, yeah, good luck with that. Meanwhile, the second time I agree with the NSA, or excuse me, the ACLU concerning the NSA, I agree with the American Civil Liberties Union twice in a single day. Unbelievable there, Congressman. But there's also a concern about the National Security Agency, and now Wikipedia's lawsuit is now back in place after the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 3-0 to revive that lawsuit, also claiming the NSA's massive surveillance program is unconstitutional and it completely invades people's privacy, violating the 4th Amendment to the United States Constitution. I understand the need for privacy, and I also understand the need for tracking down terrorists and so forth. What say you?
Well, that's what has to be done, and there, I think reasonable people in the country expect that clandestine forces that are out there that are going after the bad guys, intercepting plots and plans, have to do that in a cone of secrecy. But in the end, we are a country that understands our civil liberties are protected foremost, and that gives some risk, and that's that fine line that we have to be very cautious with. And that's why I'm hoping that we can get a new FBI director and other people in place along in the Justice Department understand that fine line and will not cross it. Because, indeed, in liberty, there is some danger. But in a dictatorial state, there is no freedom. I'll take the freedom.
Well, you know, and I agree with that. There is a fine line there. It's a razor's edge, but you have to be careful when you tap dance down that razor. Another busy week, Congressman, and no end in sight. Is obviously the investigation of the terrorism continues. Memorial Day weekend coming up. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Well, thank God for the men and women who served safely, and many gave the ultimate sacrifice, and that includes their families. And so we need to remember that, rejoice in what America is and the type of people it produces, redouble our efforts to support that and attend a Memorial Day service. Take your family. Get them to understand that America doesn't come without a price.
Congressman Tim Walberg, enjoy your weekend. Thank you for the conversation. We will talk soon.
Okay, look forward to it.